Welcome back, gang. We are in studio now with an event that's coming up called Camp Widow, put on by Soaring Spirits, which is an organization that's committed to making sure that widows and widowers deal with their issue of grieving and loss of a long-term partner. And in studio, we've got Tammy Billick. Welcome, Tammy.
Thank you, John.
And Michelle Nefernandez. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to have you both here. I guess we should start this maybe conversation by talking about, if you're okay with it, Tammy, can we talk about the loss of your partner? Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. Tell us a bit about it.
Well, my wife, Jackie, and I had been together for 19 and a half years when she passed, married for four. As you know, we couldn't get married
before,
for those first 15.
Yep.
And Jackie was a writer, a mom. A funny, wonderful woman, and she was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer in May of 2017, and she passed away in July of 2018. And it's, you know, it's a terrible thing to go through, watch the person that you love get sick and suffer. We have a son. He's eight now. He was seven when she died. And it's been a really rough road, and it's been really amazing to meet Michelle, who has this organization that helps people like me and other people in the widow and widower community get through this challenging experience. I mean, the grief that you feel as a widow is different than any other grief, and only people who've experienced it can really, really understand what the process is like. And for me personally, it's been really helpful to meet other people who've had similar experiences. We speak the same language. There's no judgment. There's no just get over it, which a lot of people in the widow community hear. You know, it's been 6 months or it's been a year. Isn't it time to move on? Well, I still cry every day. You know, I miss my person.
Yeah. Michelle, tell us about Soaring Spirits. What that's the organization that's putting on Camp Widow.
Soaring Spirits was created to help widowed people find each other for the exact reasons that Tammy just mentioned, which is when you can meet someone else who shared this very huge life-altering experience, it's a level of understanding that you don't find in other places. So our mission is to help widowed people recreate their lives by providing these peer-based programs that will help them connect with other people, provide relevant resources that are designed just especially for widowed people, and be able to help them as they create a new life. Because I believe that the hardest question we answer as widowed people is, what am I supposed to do with myself now?
Very true. You know, Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross wrote on death and dying, and she tried to identify five stages around grief, right? And let me see if I can do them. Shock, right? Shock, anger, sadness, negotiations and compromise, and then acceptance. And we had a guest on the show, David Kessler, who wrote a book about maybe there's never going to be acceptance, and it's okay to not reach that final stage. You use any of Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's philosophy?
You know, those were initially actually created for people who were dying and then sort of transitioned into this sort of stages that people think of for grief. The challenge with it is just that it seems linear when it's really sort of this really tied up knot ball. So some days you're in one place, some days you're another, and you're never quite done with one. So you think, oh, I did the anger phase already. And then 6 months later, you're angry again and you start feeling like, wait, I'm doing this wrong. So the problem with linear thinking is that it's not a linear experience. And so you can move through every one of those stages, you know, sometimes in a day. So, you know, to your point of acceptance, I think it depends on how you define acceptance.
Yeah.
Because ultimately what you have to do is accept that your life has changed and be able to rebuild. And so the acceptance is, the misconception is the acceptance is, I'm okay with this person's death.
Yeah.
That probably will never happen.
Right?
You aren't going to be able to say, gosh, that was all right with me. Okay. I still want them very much to be alive, but I can come to a place where I accept that my life has changed and that what I now need to do is integrate the love I have for the person who I miss terribly with the life I'm creating for myself now.
Yeah. You know, I think the LGBT community, we've had to experience loss and death in extraordinary amounts. I'm one of these gay men of a certain age. I lost 104 friends from 1981 to 1995. And I was working with a therapist, and she said, how do you know it's 104? And I said, well, I have a list. Every time somebody died, I put his or her name on the list. She goes, bring that list to therapy next week. I said, absolutely not. I will not. I know what you're up to. Absolutely not. I am not bringing that list. And she goes, why not? I said, it'll crush me to feel what I'm afraid of feeling about each of these people. It will destroy me. That was my fear. It's going to like overwhelm me to such a degree I can't come back.
I think that's right. And that's...
It's the fear, right?
Sure. But as LGBTQ people, we've experienced loss in such a profound way because of the AIDS crisis. And one of the things that I love about what Michelle's doing is she realized there was a need for an LGBTQ specific Camp Widow because we have issues that are different, really, than I think other grieving communities, you know, compounded by the fact that we have over the past 30 years lost countless numbers of friends. I don't have 104 friends, but probably somewhere in the 40 to 50 friends. And so we carry that loss as well as our own loss of our person, our spouse.
Right. And I think in the, because I have not lost a spouse, but I'm thinking that's probably the ultimate. I remember from studying in college that the three most traumatic events in a human's life, number one, death of a spouse.
It is
number two, divorce from a spouse. Number three, moving. Now, number three, I completely get. I hate moving.
Can we choose? Let's pick number three every time.
Let's just pick number three. I'm going to move from West Hollywood to Temecula. That'll be the trauma
I elect for this decade.
But the loss of the person that is closest to you, that you share, and yet it's a path we all have to walk through if we're partnered. Somebody's going to go first.
Yep. That's why these programs are so important, is because we don't have to do it alone. Right. And so if you can walk through that loss in community, you have an opportunity to say, okay, like, this is normal, that's normal. Everything around me seems like, okay, you're doing this. Somebody else is doing something completely different. I'm sort of in the middle. Okay. I believe that I'm starting to move through in a similar way, and it doesn't feel, you feel crazy. Like, I'm losing my mind for sure. It's never coming back. Nothing's ever going to be good again. And to be able to be with other people, express that, and be able to hear them talk about what's changed for them, it really just, it frames the loss in a way that makes it seem possible to make it through.
You remind me of Sally Fields' character in Steel Magnolias when she loses her daughter, right? And she's at the funeral.
That scene.
And she's scene where she just, I'm angry, and she's, and it's like, we all felt that, and I'm so moved by it. And then, of course, they try to slap, Olivia Dukakis tries to slap Shirley MacLaine. I just think it's funny. Slap Whizzer, Chizzer, whatever her name was.
Do something about this.
Do something about it.
But there are humorous moments, too, in our grief. Absolutely. I mean, that's what that movie showed, you know, that there is, even when my wife was dying, we would take time and laugh. You know, we found humor in life, even as death was coming.
Gallows humor, but it's necessary, right?
That's why we have a comedian coming to Camp Widow.
Oh, I want to hear more about that. Okay, gang. Coming up next, when we come back, we're going to hear more about Camp Widow, grief and loss here in the LGBT community on Channel Q. Something from beyond told me I had to play that song today.
So perfect.
I'm thinking your wife was probably responsible.
She would have liked that song. Thank you, John.
That's Angel by Sarah McLachlan. Tell us a bit about Camp Widow, what's coming up at the LGBT Center.
Well, I'm really excited to be able to participate in this event because Michelle's been putting on Camp Widows for across the country and I think in Australia as well over the past number of years, and really realized, you know, our community needed their own and approached me, and the LA Gay and Lesbian Center is sponsoring. And we are gathering on next Saturday, the 29th, leap year. Leap year Saturday. And it's going to be an all-day event. It's a Camp Widow pop-up at the LA Gay and Lesbian Center, and it's for LGBTQ widows and widowers of kind of all ages and all stages. So widows who've been widowed in the past year, widows who've been widowed 25 years ago. Everybody shares that same experience. And we're going to have an all-day event. Nate Berkus, who is himself a widow, he lost his partner in the tsunami, is flying in from New York, and he's going to spend some time with us at the event and speak. I'm really excited to have him.
He lost his partner in the tsunami in Asia?
That's right.
That tsunami?
2004.
That's right.
Oh, what a horrible way to lose a loved one. I can't
Absolutely.
Even imagine. Yeah.
But he has also gone on and rebuilt his life. He's remarried. He has kids. And he's a real example of what Camp Widow mm-hmm. stands for. You know, sharing experience, strength, and hope with people who are in the midst of grief and who want to rebuild their lives.
Mm. Michelle, what would you say to somebody who said, well, you know, I lost my partner 20 years ago and it's probably not for me, this workshop. It's more for the recently widowed.
I would say, come over here. So the thing about it is that the widowed experience touches every part of your life, right? So even once you've experienced it 20 years ago, 20 years later, and in particular for the LGBTQ community, many people were not recognized as a widowed person. They never got the opportunity to say, this is, I am widowed because my partner died, and now my partner or spouse died, right? So this is an opportunity to come together, bring your wisdom, bring what you've learned about the grief experience, come and share that with the other people who are going to be at camp. Camp Widow uses the broadest possible definition for the word widowed. So it doesn't matter what the status of your relationship was. Sometimes people will experience the death of a person who they had just recently broken up with, let's say, and they are suddenly still, their whole world is wiped away. They still feel widowed. They have no idea where to go for help. So anybody who's experienced the death of someone they thought they were going to spend the rest of their life with is welcome to come, no matter how long it's been, no matter what the circumstances of their death. Any person who is struggling with the grief of someone who was their person to spend their life with, is welcome to come to Camp Widow. And what they're going to find is a community of others who are experiencing that as well.
You know, we've got, this has happened at the LA Center, but we've got people listening in 27 cities with 27 centers. Awesome. So if they're tuning in and they're thinking, we should do this here in Seattle, or we should do this in Miami, should they visit the Soaring Spirits website?
They absolutely should. Yeah. Soaringspirits.org is the website. And then Camp Widow has its own, so it's campwidow.org. And it will give you all the information about our current locations. We have 6 different locations this year. So, but this one is special. This one is just for the LGBTQ community, first of its kind. We have been serving the LGBTQ community throughout our history, 11 years, 25 camps, but always in really small numbers. People would come, but they weren't sure they were welcome. And so we have built this small community of LGBTQ widowed people and said to them, we need to do this just for this community. And fortunately, the Los Angeles Gay and Lesbian Center welcomed us and is co-sponsoring. So we have a beautiful campus. We have a full day of workshops. We have some fun. Like I said, we're going to have a comedian. So comedian Aiden Parks will be joining us as one of our speakers. Of course, we have Nate Berkus, who's going to share his experience of recreating his life after the death of his partner, Fernando. And we are going to end the night with some dancing and some tacos. So, I mean,
dancing,
you know,
and tacos.
Dancing and tacos. What else could you want? And also a community of people who get you. So please come.
That's so extraordinary. You know, I think for a lot of heterosexual people, when somebody loses a spouse, the family and friends gather quickly around and support them with love and comfort. Mm-hmm. That hasn't always been the story for LGBT people. Mm-hmm. When a gay man one time would lose a partner to AIDS, sometimes hostile families would come in and seize assets and lock him out of the house.
Absolutely.
And not even allow him to attend the funeral or the memorial. And of course, Sharon Kowalski, Karen Thompson, that story taught us also, you know, what happens when families intervene when they don't approve of the relationship. Yeah. So we've had that extra layer to have to contend with.
And we'll be dealing with that in the camp. There are workshops that deal specifically with the kind of issues that LGBTQ people who have lost their people have had to deal with that the heterosexual community might not have.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of us couldn't get married, right?
Right.
You know, for a lot, most of our relationships, marriage is such a new thing for us. So just even the widow term is new to us. But it's time we embrace it because our relationships are absolutely every bit as valuable as anyone's.
And always have been.
Always have been.
Though they haven't had the opportunity to have the witness and to have the recognition. So that's really what this is about for us, is being able to say out loud publicly to the world, these relationships are the same as every other loving partnered relationship, and these widowed people deserve a particular type of service because they have experienced a variety of traumas around their loss, some of them complicated by cultural norms. And so we really want to make sure that people get that opportunity.
And we have people coming in from all over the country to attend this Camp Widow. People are flying in, people are driving in from other parts of California, and we really want to invite your listeners, if this is interesting to them, come to us. You know, next Saturday, the 29th, at the LGBT Center, come check out the website,
Leap
Camp
Day.
Widow. There we
Easy
go. Exactly. We'll spend Leap Day together.
Absolutely.
You only do it once every 7 years.
This is the time. And you can find tickets and information on campwidow.org. It's Camp Widow Los Angeles. So it's right drop down from the locations. You'll be able to find all the information and registration information as well. It's only $50 to attend, but we also offer scholarships. So we don't want anyone to not come. So if there's any reason why you can't come, please call us and we will help you work out how we can get you there.
Mm. Michelle Nat Fernandez, Tammy Billick, thank you for doing the good work. Man, this is good, good work, right?
We love it.
And thank you for joining us. And when we come back, gang, we'll be talking to three leaders of the three major faiths about women in the clergy, women in religion, here on Channel Q.